It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the rate of COVID-19 infection has slowed in Colorado. He said before the state closed restaurants and bars, the rate of infection was doubling every 2 days. Since those closures, he says the spread has slowed to doubling every 5 days. He says effects from a stricter stay-at-home order won't be seen until mid-April. Colorado Springs has set up new financial relief options for local businesses that are hurting because of coronavirus. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The city has partnered with the Pikes Peak Community Foundation and local startup accelerator Exponential Impact to provide up to $25,000 in low-interest loans to small businesses. And businesses can start getting that money fast, as early as this week. Meanwhile, the Community Foundation and Beav Radenberg Foundation have created a recovery fund that will give about $500 to qualifying local artists. These, in addition to a website recently started by the city with other ideas to help, supportthesprings.com. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Some young adults are not included in the federal government's plan to issue checks to Americans, but that could change. In a virtual town hall Monday, Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse addressed concerns that young adults claimed as dependent on their parents' taxes won't get a stimulus check.
We signed on to a letter to implore the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader to include a fix that would redefine how 17 to 24-year-olds are declared for eligibility purposes so that you would receive these stimulus checks.
As things stand, the $2 trillion federal relief plan will only send checks to taxpaying adults who are not claimed on someone else's return. Xcel Energy says its hydroelectric power plant near Glenwood Canyon is closed because of ice damage. Officials say electric service to customers is not being affected by the outage at the Shoshone Generating Station. This is CPR News.